$1,000, no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
The short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
.com.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Now our star, Marty Robbins.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would free. Who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him. Didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a...
Morning, friends and listeners out there in radio world. This here is your old host with the most, country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite you in to a three-hour celebration to the centennial birthday of none other than Mr. Teardrop himself, Marty Robbins. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane here on CFRC 119 FM and also OshawaRocks.com. Welcome in, friends.
Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you.
I left my heart on the hanging tree. I left my heart with the memory.
And a faded dream on the hanging tree.
Voice tells me to go and see. Another voice keeps telling me, baby, death awaits me in El Paso.
Marty Robbins. For 30 years, the name was magic for fans from Nashville to London, from New York to Las Vegas. Exciting, high-energy stage shows were his trademark. High-speed races were his passion, and writing moving story songs satisfied the more sensitive side to the man. But there was much more than that to Marty Robbins. He possessed the winning combination held by those who become legends. Talent fired by deep faith and a defiant rebel spirit.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most, country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And I have a great show lined up for y'all today. As I welcome y'all into this, the fourth and final weekend in September. It is the 28th of September, which means Friday past. The 26th would have marked the centennial birthday of none other than Mr. Teardrop himself, Marty Robbins. I'd like to invite y'all into this weekend's program as we remember Marty here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. But you're also being carried over historic airways through CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. But you can also be heard via the internet at www.oshawarocks.com in the Durham County and Greater Toronto area. And yes, of course, we can be heard worldwide at YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With that all shared, I would like to remind y'all that this weekend we are celebrating the memorial and centennial birthday of none other than a man who would have turned 100 years old on Friday. That, of course, is Marty Robbins, born Martin David Robinson on September 26, 1925 in Glendale, Arizona. He came to Nashville in the 1950s and never looked back. With that, he made his way into the Country Music Hall of Fame and pages with such classics as his signature song, El Paso, White Sports Coat, Big Iron, just to name a few. But a couple couple that truly became iconic are El Paso, which is right now named one of the 100 greatest songs of all time in country music. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee in 1982. However, in December of that year, he sadly passed away December 8, 1982 at the age of 57. He was, among many things, a race car driver, a singer-songwriter, and an all-around cowboy. With that shared, it will be my honor to try and remember a true pioneer and trailblazer today of country music. Let's open today's program with the tall Texan, Billy Walker. It'll be his tribute called He Sang the Songs. Then we'll hear from a live version of one of Marty's classics called Shackles and Chains. With that, I would like to wish Marty Robbins, yes, a 100th anniversary birthday. And just a heads up that during this program today, we will be hearing some clips after the songs and between the songs of Marty Robbins, or else his family, sharing memories of theirs. With that, welcome in, friends, and yes, happy birthday, Marty, up there in heaven.
He sang the songs about El Paso. He told the stories we recall. Not just a singer, but a legend. He threw his arms around us all. And when he sang The Devil Woman, something mystic filled the air. Made you live each moment with him. Made you feel that you were there. He showed us how that we could climb the mountains we all have in our lives. And when the end was near, he said, don't worry, 'cause baby, it's all right. Why must it be that destiny took him from you and me so soon in life? Started out with I'll Go On Alone more than 30 years ago. With every hit he gave his heart away until all his heart was gone. He showed us how that we could climb the mountains we all have in our lives. Destiny took him from you and me so soon in life. He sang the songs about El Paso. And my woman, my woman, my wife.
Now once again, the star of our show, Marty Robbins.
Well, you know, I kind of like to pick the old ones in the ballads. This is quite old, and it's one of my very favorite real country songs. It's one called Shackles and Chains.
On a long, lonely journey I'm going. Throw your arms around my neck and don't cry. Chains, they will take me to a prison to stay till I die. And at night through the bars I will gaze at the stars and long for your sweet kiss in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in
shackles and chains.
Wanted to be, I prayed to be a singing cowboy. It's what I wanted to be.
Yes, friends, following those opening songs to the Way Back with Johnny show here this morning, we are once again back here, and it's that time to send out some special dedications as we open up today's program. First of all, we'd like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn. It's going to be a song by a man who first helped Marty Robbins sign his first recording contract with none other than Columbia Records, and that is, of course, Tater, as he is remembered today, but Little Jimmy Dickens. And from Jimmy, we're going to hear an all-time classic called Life Turned Her That Way, going out to Mama Dawn today. Then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late father, forever remembered as Papa Willie B, here on the Way Back Show. It's going to be one of Marty's earliest influences in country music, Gene Autry, and an all-time classic called That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. Then we'll wrap up with a 1952 classic. Yes, we're going way back for this one. And it's going to be his first single called I'll Go On Alone. And this, of course, was his first number one single in 1952, which he took all the way up the charts. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to all my listeners.
If she seems cold and bitter, I beg of you, just stop and consider all she's gone through. Don't be quick to condemn her for things she might say. Just remember, life turned her that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times. I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her. She cries harder. So don't blame her, life turned her that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times. And I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her. She cries harder today. So don't blame her, life turned her that way. No, don't blame her, life turned her that way.
had a show in Phoenix, just me and the guitar playing and singing, and he came up to be on my show, to plug the Grand Ole Opry show that was playing in Phoenix, and he liked my singing, and made me happy, and I thank so much of Jimmy Dickens for that. So the people that don't like my singing, don't blame me, blame Jimmy Dickens.
Recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I called you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Down two different roads in worlds so far apart. You want me, yet there's something else before me in your heart. You're wanting me to change my life the way you're living yours, but I can't change, I see no way. You wanted me before. If you don't want me like I am, then please don't pity me. If you can't change a little bit, then why not set me free? If we can't live together, then it's best we live apart. You go your way and I'll go mine. We'll both make brand new stars. We'll never get along. With you believing like you do, you say I live so wrong. But I can't change my way of life, I've lived it much too long. You'll either take me like I am, or I'll go on alone. So either say you want my love, or take the way you live. Remember though, before you get, you've gotta learn to give. So if it's change my life or go, then go it's gonna be. 'Cause I can't change my life when you want something more than me.
Now here are words about this song we just heard by Marizona, Marty's beloved wife.
Special song because it represented in our lives a real crisis, because the song was written shortly after I became a Christian, felt that he was taking second place. So a lot of people don't realize that we're traveling down two different roads and we're all so far apart. You want me, but there's something else before me in your heart. With you believing like you do, you say, I live so wrong. So either take me like I am or I'll go on alone. After he had written the song, he left me and Ronnie, and then he came back after about 2 weeks. And he told me, he said, honey, I'll never do anything like that to hurt you again.
It's my reason for living. There goes my everything.
Hello, this is Dallas Frazier, singer-songwriter of There Goes My Everything, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodrock. On the way back, hey, this is where you're going to hear the good stuff.
There goes my everything.
Well, yes, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call the Ottawa. With that mentioned, we would like to send out some special dedications today. First of all, for my dear friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky in Eganville, Ontario today. It's going to be an all-time classic by none other than Ralph Carlson and called Cowboy Singing Hero. Then we'll follow with none other than another legend of the Ottawa Valley, this time Miss Gail Gavin, who I just got to meet up with the other day at the Spencerville Fair a couple weeks back. But it's going to be a classic called Cowboy Sweetheart. And then we're going to send out a song to my friend out there in Niagara Falls, Ontario, none other than Bob Gardner of Niagara Falls. I'm going up to see in a couple weeks' time, and it's going to be a song going out to him by none other than Orville Prophet, who he was a good friend of too, and a song called Where Have All the Cowboy Songs Gone. With that, I would like to wish everybody a very happy good day to the Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
He rode and sang across the range of every silver screen. He never smoked or drank and never kissed a movie queen. He's just a boyhood memory from 1944. But there ain't much call for singing cowboy heroes anymore. Fought the cattle rustlers and saved the wagon trains and thrilled the hearts of 10-year-olds time and time again. He rescued ranchers' daughters, and whenever things went wrong, he'd get out his old guitar, sit down and sing a song. He rode and sang across the range of every silver screen. He never smoked or drank and never kissed a movie queen. He's just a boyhood memory from 1944. But there ain't much call for singing cowboy heroes anymore. He faced a million fast cars on the dusty streets of towns and led a thousand posses to track the bad guys down. On Flash, the great white wonder horse who always stole a scene, he always wore a white hat and his face was always clean. He rode and sang across the range of every silver screen. He never smoked or drank and never kissed a movie queen. He's just a boyhood memory from 1944. But there ain't much call for singing cowboy heroes anymore.
much call singing cowboy heroes anymore.
Guitar, the old western strum. Trail stories and doggies, a hard day's work done. Where have the good old cowboy songs gone? A man old in years, but not in his time, was watching me singing a new song of mine. Politely he waited till my song was through. Sadly, he spoke of the songs he once knew. He said, where have the good old cowboy songs gone? What's happened to the guitar, the old western strum? Trail stories and doggies, a hard day's work done. Where have the good old cowboy songs gone?
See them tumbling down.
Tales of the trails by a campfire at night, the dance in the shadows from its haunting dim light. A warm in your soul from the prairie's night bite, dreaming of the cowgirls of holding you tight. I turn to answer in my subtle way. The songs that I'm singing are the end songs today. But all I dreamed of the old man that night was the scent of his buckskin and his wisdom so right. He said, where have the good old cowboy songs gone? What's happened to the guitar that old western strum? Trail stories and doggies, a hard day's work done. Where have the good old cowboy songs gone? Of the trails by a campfire at night, the dance in the shadows from its haunting dim light. A warm in your soul from the prairie's night bite, dreaming of the cowgirls of holding you tight. Where have the good old cowboy songs gone? What's happened to the guitar, the old western strum? Trail stories and doggies, a hard day's work done.
Here once again is the voice of Marty Robbins' widow and beloved wife, Marizona.
Fifth grade, I got this kind of notion that there was something really romantic about cowboy singers. So when I was 11 years old, I started going out and wishing on a star. And my wish was for a cowboy singer. Well, we've been dating about probably 6 or 8 months, and he asked me if it would be all right if he would bring over his guitar and sing for me. He had written several beautiful songs, so I was thrilled. I mean, this is the end of my wishing on a star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, and there he was.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Murder Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Well, now, friends, following those classics of the Ottawa Valley, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. Now, as mentioned before, there have been some guests I've always wanted to bring on to the program, and this next guest is one of them. He would be in the top 10 of most wanted people I wanted to interview during my career. With that mentioned, it brings me a lot of honor to welcome the son of Marty Robbins, Mr. Ronnie Robbins, to our program today. Now, I have long wanted, as mentioned, to bring this man on as a guest on the program, but never have been able to flag him down until now. So it brings me a lot of honor to welcome the man remembered as Marty Robbins Jr. for many years, but also known today as Ronnie Robbins, to our program. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic by Marty called Devil Woman. With that, here now is Marty's beloved son, Ronnie Robbins.
Hello, Johnny. How you doing?
Very good. And I understand that your father would have been 100 now.
He would have been 100 on September 26th.
That's amazing to think, yes.
It's me, because I'm at 76 now, so.
So let's go back to when and what it was like growing up as the son of country music's Marty Robbins.
Well, I don't know how to compare that, because that's the only way I grew up. I didn't grow up as anybody else's son. So
very true.
It's a tough question, really. I try to imagine what it might be like, but
it just came natural then.
Yeah, it did. Okay. I mean, he was not Marty Robbins at home. He was just Dad.
Okay.
And you know, of course, a lot of people talk about you know, fishing with Dad. You know, growing up, we went to the racetrack.
Okay.
And,
yes.
We both love race. You know, stock car racing, midget racing, whatever. Any kind of midget, you know, any kind of race car.
Yes.
That there was, we were usually at the track somewhere.
I see.
you know, growing up. And I know that you know, I never did learn to fish, and I don't think he cared for it either, to be honest with you. He could fish, but I never cared for the taste of fish. And it turned out I was allergic to lobster and red snapper fish.
Oh, wow.
And three or four other kinds of fish. And so I found out why I didn't like fish.
So, I see, yes.
But,
for sure. So we were mentioning that he was born September 26, 1925, in Glendale, Arizona.
Yes.
What was it like growing up for him?
They were... And I can go by some of the pictures that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
They had it pretty rough. His dad left the family when he was when Daddy was 12.
Okay.
And the last thing he did was throw a hammer at him. And,
oh wow!
And he missed, and Daddy picked it up and threw it back and hit him in the chest.
Oh wow!
So,
yes.
So he was pretty abusive to the family, apparently.
Okay.
But this, you know, it was during the Depression. There was a lot of
stress and stuff.
You know, a lot of stress all around. You know,
mm-hmm.
They lived. He you know, when things were going bad, you know, he would be, you know, he wind up drinking, you know, and then you know, he got a business going to restaurants and picking up food, you know, that was discarded.
Yes.
And taking it to a hog farm and selling it to the hog farmers.
Okay.
So he's making good money there for a while. So, you know, when he's making good money, then he started drinking.
Yes, true. Yes.
Either way, if he wasn't making money, he was drinking, and if he was making money, he was drinking. So
his father was more or less a very abusive person in general then.
Yeah, he was, and I think that that had a lot to do with Daddy's insecurities growing up. He wasn't very, you know, he was only like 5'7", and so he was always a little insecure about his height.
Yeah.
And you know, he judging by the boots that he wore on stage, they had about 3-inch lifts.
Oh wow. Yes. I see.
You know, they were disguised pretty well. You couldn't tell by looking at it.
Exactly. But, that's right.
But yes. To me, he was 10 feet tall on stage.
Of course. Know, and to a lot of us he was too, yes, for sure.
You know, he just he came alive. He didn't start that way. When he first started, he learned to play guitar when he was in the Navy. He was in the South Sea Islands during the last part of World War II, and he saw some action at the invasion of the Bougainville Islands that were down at, you know, in the south, and the Solomon Islands.
Okay.
And but they were at sea for, you know, 4 months at a time without ever touching land. And he taught himself to play guitar and fight the boredom, you know. And then when they were in the South Sea Islands or Hawaii, he fell in love with Hawaiian music.
And that's where his love for those albums came from then.
That's right, exactly. Yes. The first albums he did, maybe not the very first, but the second and third, were the Hawaiian songs. And he, you know, he loved the way that the men would, you know, break into a falsetto, because, you know, the women didn't sing. So the men had to sing the high parts.
I see.
And they learned to do a falsetto, where, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a yodel in a way.
Exactly.
But,
yes.
But that's how he learned to do the falsetto, and that was one of his trademarks, really, in some of his first songs.
Exactly.
Like Devil Woman and.
I told Mary about us, I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom,
I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. 'Cause I don't want to stay, I want to get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I want to go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef. Like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. You made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I want to go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
And hear my radio come to life with music from my favorite bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell y'all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance, that's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
It's once again time to turn back the years to the golden era of country music, and especially cowboy songs and western ballads. With that mentioned, it is also time to salute the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past Weekend, with opening the vinyl vault door here this morning. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I would like to play another all-time most essential song in the Marty Robbins recorded library of music. That is a western ballad which was originally recorded by Marty, originally released on the much sought after Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs album in September 1959. It became the first number one hit of the 1960s to become a crossover hit, meaning both pop and country charts. It won the Grammy Award for the best country and western recording of 61. Little bit of trivia is that this song has the haunting harmonies of the legendary Jim Glazer of the Glazer Brothers on harmonies. Another bit of trivia is that the name of the character Felina was based upon a schoolmate of Marty's, Fidelino Martinez. With that, I would also like to remember this all-time signature of Marty's as played off the original Gunfighters and Trail Songs album that I have in my collection. Let's take this all the way back to 1959 with this all-time classic.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Like it could run up on its back, and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill. In El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Yes, friends, once again, there was that all-time 1959 classic, El Paso. Now, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the sacred songs of long ago. As we send us into the second hour here this morning, with that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to, yes, some sacred gospel songs. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic by my favorite husband and wife team of country music, Carl and Pearl Butler, and a song called Tell Your Children. Then we'll follow with a song by a man who got Marty signed to his first recording contract, Little Jimmy Dickens. He'll be Alone with God, and then will send us into the very top of the second hour with, yes, one of Marty's all-time greatest sacred gospel inspired songs called The Master's Call. With that, I would like to say welcome to the Way Back with Johnny show, and also I hope y'all stick around for two more hours of great country classics.
second coming of the King. He will stand upon the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. In the holy mountain sound the warning to the ones who wear the yoke of sin. Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He will stand upon the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. In all his wisdom, if we fail to walk the righteous path, it will be too late to beg for mercy at the dawning of the day of wrath. So tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He will stand upon the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring.
If I were recognized with a nod, oh, the questions I'd ask him that my Bible don't tell me. If I were alone with God, as I stand on life's street corner and watch mankind go by, there are many things to ponder through this veil that dims my eye. I see a beggar in the alley. Now, what has caused his sorry state? Did he choose this lonely valley, or was he driven here by fate? Just then a blind man bumps a lamppost, for its light he cannot see. Is it wrong for me to look and see him lost and be glad that it isn't me? And then I see a frantic couple. They're sitting stunned and nearly wild. Who can blame them if they're bitter? They just lost their only child. By whose orders come the angels for a child who dies at birth? And who salts the tears of little orphans when they're left alone on earth? Lightning strikes, but who directs it? To the few and not to all. Power on earth cannot affect it. We can but wait and watch and fall. Oh, I know I shouldn't wonder. It's not for me to understand. For only God can give the answers. It's not revealed to man. So I'll stand on Life Street corner and I'll watch mankind go by. But one day I'll know the answer when it comes my time to die. All the questions I'd ask him that my Bible don't tell me. If I were alone with God.
Marty always said that I was very instrumental in his career because he figured that if I could make it, anybody could. I knew immediately that there was a young man there that should be heard. It's a good feeling to know that you were a part of introducing to country music and to the world one of the greatest fossils and the greatest talents of all time.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment, lightning struck not 20 yards from me. And left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange. A voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the 1,000 head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price. When a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My wicked past unfolded, I thought of wasted years. When another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. And the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
Their soul is still alive, even though their body has died. Their spirit lives, and I just believe, this is only the way I believe, I feel that they can see and feel and hear, but though they not really able to communicate with the live world, I feel that they can still see.